It's the Good Day program at 7 past the hour. We'll have the Queen of Cheap report during this hour. Jennifer's also going to bring us up to date on some of the television news as to who's being paid the most on television. You will get that story in a short while. Video of the day today, Richie, at DougStephan.com. This is from a Harlem school's fourth grade class.
Oh.
These fourth graders want you to know that the election that's about to take place is important, and regardless of who you support, you need to get out and vote. They put together a song to the tune of Call Me Maybe called Vote for Somebody. It's kind of hard to hear exactly what they are singing at times. Video gives you all the words on the screen, so if you have that audio handy, Richie, it'd be kind of cool
to, right
to listen to it. It would be very cool. It's one of the things that really needs to be a part of the discussion, the fact that you need to get out and vote and not.
How many of these get out
and
vote organizations do you think are really bipartisan?
Not many. No, they're not many at all. They want to get, if you want to go
vote
for my candidate. Right, yeah, exactly.
It's funny because last night I was actually on Facebook, I guess it was, and I saw an ad for some of my New Orleans favorites who are coming to Washington, D.C., for a basically get out and vote type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent an email to my buddies who always go to Jazz Fest with me, and I'm like, who do you think they'll be asking you to vote for? Because obviously the politics in New Orleans isn't hard to figure out, but it's these get out the vote things, it's always, sure, we want you to get out and vote, especially if you're doing it for our guy. So,
come help us as long as you do it our way.
Just go vote.
Yeah.
I don't care if you vote for
whoever. All right. How many people?
Here's the song. You want the song still?
Yeah, I would like to have these video of the day, fourth grade singers.
And I'm
going to
get out
of
me, so watch your nature of me. And I'm going
to clapping.
So put your hands in the flag, start handing you around. She thinks I'm yours, new friend. What do you have to say?
Democrats, Red Republicans. I have to pay all the members of the staff a compliment.
Yes.
I'm
ready.
Speak loudly and slowly.
Okay, Jennifer. One of the things that is a part of doing a program like this is actually knowing what's going on in the world. And we can't all of us know everything. So I trust and rely on Richie to have his area of expertise or knowledge. I count on Roberta to have hers. I count on Jennifer to have hers. And then behind the scenes, Bob Kay is working, and Michael Fortier is working, and Ken Kessler is working. And all of the material that comes together is aimed at giving you a well-rounded overview of a lot of things that are happening. Not all of them, but a lot of things that are happening in the world. It's fascinating. There is so much information now because of the new, what they call the electronic highways that have been around for four decades. But each year, each month, each week, each day, we find new things that we can follow or involve ourselves in thanks to technology. And it's very cool to have, some of the things that we all get exposed to. And then I want to expose all of you to these things, like the annoying orange.
Oh, I love the annoying orange.
The annoying orange is probably the most annoying thing that one can follow. Roberta, just go Google or just put in annoying orange.
Because you don't have an 8-year-old son. That's
annoying isn't the word for it, but it is everywhere. People, I looked at an orange and a watermelon conversation. The orange worried about the watermelon being a bully.
This is
all kinds of messages here.
No, it's a YouTube show.
Yeah, it's a YouTube show.
What I want to know is how you ever got to the annoying orange.
Yeah, how'd you find it?
How did you trip across the annoying orange?
I was listening because I'm very attentive. When I'm involved in various things that are helping my business and helping this program. I'm very attentive.
So somebody emailed it to
Last Thursday, Jennifer may or may not remember this, Walt Sabo was talking about some of the things.
Yeah, right.
Luckily Obama.
Walt Sabo loves the annoying arm.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So I went online Friday at home in California. I'm looking at this thing, and I thought, whoa, yuck.
Who's that?
But you know what?
Oh, that's Lemon.
Sabo has young children like you.
Yo, where's Kiwi?
Hey, Kiwi!
Yo!
You guys wait for me!
Whoa, hold on!
The most annoying.
Mount Rushmore with the stone orange. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Fairly certain I would not let my kid to be ever listen to that, because then they would go,
You give them nightmares.
The kids, this is the hottest thing in elementary school. Actually, I have to say, it was the hottest thing. It's still hot, but it's been out for a couple of years, and, they love it. They have a good time with it.
It's just, but discovery is a great thing, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
And you can discover so much by using the technology that's on the web.
That's so funny. I wish I had a video camera of you watching your first annoying orange video.
It was annoying.
Did you laugh?
No, I didn't really. I found it annoying.
That's right. Doug.
That's
Pitt
awful.
Romney.
Right.
Broccoli
hey,
Obama
Doug.
And Pitt Romney.
Pitt
yes.
Romney.
Yes.
Hey, Doug, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock. Come on, play along. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana? That's the only annoying orange I know.
Say that one more time, and I swear I'm going to hurt you.
Friend Rusher's in this?
Two's company, really? She's a crowd.
Shut
she is again.
Hey, what do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Look, I'm not playing your game, okay?
Nacho cheese.
Who told you puns are funny? Because they're not.
He's in the refrigerator trying to make the cheese angry.
Nacho cheese.
Okay, so you know what? I have an idea.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on just a second.
So for all of you who have never been exposed to the annoying orange, congratulations.
Right,
let's find out.
Let's find out whose puns are more annoying. I was going to say Agent Orange. Annoying Orange or
Agent
mine.
Agent Orange is pretty bad, too.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Here are some of the puns from the Doug Steffen stable today.
Okay.
All the toilets in New York's police stations have mysteriously vanished. Now the police have nothing to go on.
I hate you, and I hate your stupid puns.
How about a little bit more cheese with your wine?
That's it. I'm not listening to any more puns.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a job at a bakery because I needed dough.
Hey, cheese.
No.
Hey.
No.
Hey, cheese.
Not
cheese.
Listening.
Hey.
La, 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 la.
Oh, it's time to sing? Okay. La, 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 la,
la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
All right, next.
That was fun. Let's do it again.
No, let's not do it again.
Okay, your turn.
Velcro. What a ripoff.
Okay.
Jeez, don't be angry. You're turning into a monster.
Okay, that was funny.
Haunted French pancakes give me the creeps.
I'm going to end this right now. I can't take any more stupid puns. Yes, I am so out of here.
The cheese grater.
Uh-oh. Where are you going, cheese?
Yes. Ow.
Ooh.
Thank you. End my misery. No more puns. No more.
That was really degrading.
Oh.
A cartoonist was found dead in his home. Details are sketchy.
Hey, cheese. Hey, cheese. Are you feeling any chatter?
Venison for dinner again? Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. All right, and last one. The earthquake in Washington obviously was the government's fault.
Government's fault.
Fault.
Oh,
I get it.
I figured it out.
Get it?
Yes. All right, so what do we have from the
Queen? You know, it's a funny one. This one's a radio one.
Yeah.
My engineer, you know, who does the wires and the sounds and all this yesterday.
Yeah. Great
my assistant engineer, Al.
Yeah. Oh, Al. Very good. Yeah.
He does. He finds all the software that we use to kind of help us edit sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he found this one yesterday, which is called a band splitter. What it does is it takes the low frequencies and the high frequencies of an audio file that you have, and it splits them up.
Yeah.
This company named the band splitter Yoko.
That's very funny.
That is funny.
All right, in a moment, we're going to meet Donna Van Leary. I believe that's how her name is pronounced. We'll find out for sure. She is a New York Times bestselling author and has published a number of books, including The Christmas Shoes, The Christmas Blessing, Christmas Hope, and now she has a book called A Good Dream. She's visiting at Heidelberg in Ohio, and I thought you'd like to meet her, so we'll meet her in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Just for the fun of it, over the course of most of your lives, these songs have all had significance during this week, the third week of October, including Avril Lavigne. I always wonder about pronouncing her name right, Jennifer.
You pretty much have it right, except for...
It's right, Avril Lavigne.
Avril, instead of Avril. It's Av.
So this song called My Happy Ending was number one during this week in 2004. Yesterday we paid tribute to Rick Dees and Disco Duck, but was number one during this week in 1976.
Oops.
So let's go on to Aha. Number one song during this week in 1985. Man, do I love this song. Crank it up, Richie.
This song is depressing me.
Why?
They play this in the eighth inning of every Nationals game. And the whole crowd sings along.
I wonder if the Heidelberg folks are listening to me and impressed with my hitting the high notes.
If you are Heidelberg, call us. We're looking for you.
Jennifer.
Yes, Debbie.
Meredith gets a large charge on me singing. And
she does? Well, I'm glad someone does. Yeah. Yeah. Finally, your perfect match.
Yes. Meredith, it took us years to get him to stop. Please don't encourage him.
Hi, Dave Gandhi. The number one song during this week in 1974 is Billy Preston.
Nothing from nothing.
Leaves nothing.
It's a good song.
You gotta have something. You
gotta have something.
If you wanna be with me.
If you wanna be with me.
Nothing from nothing.
Underscore there. Bonnie Raitt was number one during this week in 1991. I've always loved playing this.
Yeah,
I do too. It fits as a show promoter, in fact. I like to play. I used to use this a lot in various talk radio programs I was doing, mostly the one I did in Cincinnati. Something to talk about. How about love, Richie? Sweet, number one during this week in 1975, the Ballroom Blitz. I don't remember this song.
Oh, yeah, Ballroom Blitz.
I mean,
this song was huge when I was a kid by Sweet, and then it was released again in the movie Saturday Night Live. Guys.
Okay, let's go.
Jennifer, yeah.
We're done. Number one during this week in 1986, Genesis. I don't like this song. Never did. I never really liked Genesis. Like
especially when he starts going, doo, doo, doo.
All right, let's go to number one from this week in 1996, from 86 to 96. This Donna Lewis. that's a good
That's a good one.
That's a good song. Yeah, that's just nice. I love you always and forever, Richie. Always and forever.
I'm not sure how that makes me feel.
Thank you.
You're
there's another one I don't like. Bill Withers never liked any of his stuff. This week, 1972, number one song. The Rolling Stones, number one during this week in 1989. That's the last song that peaked for them, I believe. Am I right on that?
No.
Anybody want to verify it? No, there's been a song from the Stones.
Yeah, what year was this?
1989.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They've had plenty of charted songs.
Yeah, but they didn't get to number one.
Oh, number one? That I don't know about.
Number one for this week in 1993, Billy Joel. I'm not a big fan of his, but I like this song.
This song was a good
one. It's a good song. Yep. Good stuff.
Of all the Billy Joel songs, you're going to pick this as the one you like?
Yep,
this one and the one about Christy Brinkley. What was it called? I'm blanking.
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah. Not a bad.
The whole Glass Houses album, anything off of that album.
Yeah.
Catholic Girl Start Much Too Late.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Wow.
All right. So that, what? You're just going to go away now?
No, I guess that's it.
Apparently, I put you in your place. Yeah, very sweet. In the middle of so 28 past the hour on Good Day.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com. Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, the television report up and coming. Roberta's going to bring us our Queen of Cheap Deals for today. But first, let's meet Donna Van Leer, who happens to be at my alma mater. Heidelberg University has a semi-annual event. The Patricia Lewis. Where the heck did that come from? The Patricia Adams speaking series brings a lot of well-known women to the campus at Heidelberg, and Donna is one of those women, and she happens to be from that neck of the woods, in fact. She's a New York Times best-selling author. She travels around the country as a motivational speaker. She's published 15 titles, including The Christmas Shoes and The Christmas Blessing, both of which were adapted into television movies with Rob Lowe, Kimberly Williams-Perry, Neil Patrick Harris. The story The Christmas Hope was adapted by Lifetime in December of 2009, and now she has written The Good Dream. I want to know if The Good Dream, Donna, is something that we could follow akin to The Good Wife.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought of that. You know, it's they're a few years apart. The Good Dream is set in 1950, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wouldn't that be nice? That would be great.
It would be. Well, tell us about this. You said it's set back in 1950. So what happens?
It's set in 1950 in East Tennessee, and in East Tennessee is where my parents grew up, and I love the geographic location of that part of the country. I love the people of that part of the country, and I love the era. And Ivory Walker is a single woman. She has taken care of her aging parents all of her life. And when they both die, she finds herself quite alone and quite lonely. Mm-hmm. But something starts tearing apart her garden, and she sets all sorts of traps, only to discover that it's a hungry little boy who keeps running down out of the hills looking for food.
Where do you get your ideas? How are you inspired to come up with 15 different titles?
Well, that particular idea came because that's where my parents grew up, and the house that I describe in the book is the one where my mother grew up. So when I was a little girl, I would look out over the railroad tracks that, you know, sat down where my grandmother's house was, and I would look out over the hills, and I would think, well, what if someone actually lived up in those hills? And so that's really kind of where this particular story of the good dream came from. But ideas come to me from, you know, all sorts of places, listening to conversations in airports or, you know, in the grocery aisle, whatever.
Well, isn't it interesting? If you really listen, the problem with people today, and I wonder if you agree with this, my read on it, doing this sort of radio program for a long time, is that people want to be heard, but they don't want to listen. Do you find that to be... I mean, they must be listening to you, otherwise you wouldn't be a successful speaker. But I wonder if you really feel that people are listening. I'm not talking about your husband and your children. I'm talking about the people who would gain a lot from listening to you.
Right, absolutely. No, I really don't feel that we live in a country of very good listeners. Have you watched the debates? That should tell you
right.
something.
Yeah, right. It's all wrong. Something's really all wrong
right.
there.
Right, but that's how I do get a lot of stories as I kind of tune in and I listen to what people are saying around me.
But the people are now, you're talking past sometimes, that I've always said you don't learn a lot by having your mouth open. You can't hear through your mouth. But that is sometimes falls on deaf ears.
Right.
As everybody wants to be, they want to be heard because what they say is important. Yeah, what you say may be important much of the time. I mean, that's what the talk radio world is all built on, talk television and so many other things. We have unique ways of exchanging now because everything is so intimate. And I wonder how that plays. When you're speaking to a group, like you're speaking at Heidelberg tonight, and I wonder what it is that when you look around at the crowd, do you manage your message based on who's there, or do you have the same sort of message for everybody?
No, the message I have tonight is specifically for Heidelberg. As I'm here today doing this lecture series, I'm talking in a different series of classes about, you know, we're talking about how to get published, that we're talking about the writing process, we're talking about social media. And so tonight I'm talking about the power of story. And I'm not talking about books. I'm talking about the power of story that is your life, because I get countless emails, Doug, from people who say, my life needs to be written down into a story. And I always tell people, you know, your life is a story. Your life is a story that is read every single day by the people you work with and by the people that you live with. And I know that we want to leave behind this legacy. We want to put something up on a shelf that says, this is what I believe. This is who I was. Please keep this on your shelf as a remembrance of me. Mm-hmm. But our life is our story, and it is what we leave behind, and people will talk about our lives in the same way that they talked about Moby Dick or To Kill a Mockingbird or any of Mark Twain's books. But our life is that living legacy, is that living story that we leave behind.
Let me ask you about the technical side of your work and how people find it. With technology being the way that it is, are you finding a lot of your works are downloaded, that people go to Kindle to get them rather than reading the hard copy, or are looking at other ways of reading your material, or is your success based on the traditional model of somebody actually has a hardcover book to pick up and read?
A lot of people do still have the hardcovers, yes, but now e-books, you know, they dominate about 31% of the market. So that's a huge chunk of the publishing market. So all of the books are available through e-books and Kindle, you know, and all that. They're all on audiobook as well for people who would rather pop something in their car and listen to them. They're all downloadable. They all are available in hardback as well, and they can be ordered through any of the online stores.
So you were telling me off the air, I think it was that on the air, you talking about your radio work. I can't remember the conversation. Just go on. And I don't pay much attention whether they're on the air or off the air. But I'm interested that you're an actress of sorts as well. How does that all play into it? I mean, most of the time when you do something like you do well, it requires that you be an actress. You got to be able to get up on stage, and you can't just stand there and droll out words. You've got to be animated. And so has that allowed you or encouraged you to be in theater and other things that are sort of at the heart of acting?
Yes, you know, I actually had a broadcasting and I had a theater degree when I graduated. Mm-hmm. And so I did work in morning radio for, you know, many years. And I was an actress in local productions. You know, I do commercials and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. and would do stage plays. But when I had children, it just got to be too much because they, a lot of times they rehearse at night,
yeah.
and I don't want to rehearse at night. I wanted to be home at night. So I really kind of got out of that, and mm-hmm. I will still act when it's during the day.
Well, you but know, you have, but that, through that, you understand how to write a book so that it can be adapted more easily, which is what all of these people that are producing these movies and television shows are looking for, somebody who actually has a knack for writing in a way that it's easily transcribable, if that's the word. I have a friend who takes books and writes scripts out of them, and a lot of them, when they first go through these scripts, they'll come out with 400 pages and it has to be whittled down to 200. But if you're writing a book, often if you make it so that it's more easily changed, and then the chance of selling the book. I mean, I think this is the sort of thing you can tell people in a writing class, right? And that they
yes.
want some inspiration for that. I would think you'd be good at helping people write.
Well, yeah, you know, I've never actually written a screenplay. But I am able to sit down and write a book, and I think you're absolutely right. I think that theater background has helped me because really, yeah, I was just telling someone this morning, a book is basically a series of scenes, mm-hmm. and which is what theater is. It's a series of scenes. So I think that's what I was used to, and it's what I can kind of, I can hear dialogue in my head, which of course goes back to that theater background as well, because theater is all about dialogue.
Donna, nice to have you here. I wish you continued success. Have a good time at Heidelberg. Have Jimmy take good care of you, and as you go through your day there, enjoy a very special place.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Doug.
You're welcome. Donna Van Leer here on Good Day, to be followed by Roberta, the Queen of Cheap Report, up next here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get going, Cheapskate.
Yes, this is the free or cheap eat section of the Queen of Cheap. Let's start at Pee-wee. Pee-wee, you get buy one, get one sriracha,
sriracha,
sriracha chicken at Pee-wee. You can buy one and you can get
one
free.
What's a Pee-wee?
Pee-wee, it's a series of restaurants, Thai restaurants.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Pee-wee? You know what they are, Jen, right?
I don't know what the restaurant is, but I know sriracha is like a spice, like a hot sauce, kind of.
It's called Pee-wee.
Ethnic cooking.
P-E-I-W-E-I. Pee-wee.
Really?
And a lot of people know them. It's you can go on their account. You got to watch this video about Thailand, and then you get your coupon for buy one, get one free. Bob Evans, I think you know Bob Evans, Doug, right?
Yeah.
Buy one,
great Midwestern, Mid-South restaurant chain, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Evans, buy one, get one free breakfast. And we have the coupon for that also. Outback Steakhouse, you get $5 off dinner and a free lunch, too. You got to go to their Facebook page, and that'll tell you exactly how to do it. We have that link for you at DougStefan.com. We have California Pizza Kitchen. You get a $5 credit also when you go to their Facebook page. And we have that coupon for you. And just for Doug, Doug's favorite restaurant of all, which is?
My favorite restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Waffle House.
Yeah, no, I don't call it a restaurant. It's a place to stop and get really bad, greasy food. I do love Waffle House. Love Waffle House.
Well, we have a coupon to get a free waffle at Waffle House, and you'll find all of these wonderful coupons for free food at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
Free food!
Yes!
Food finds!
And you don't even have to go into a dumpster to get it.
Yeah. All right, there's a story, Jennifer, from the Ellen DeGeneres Show that we have up at DougStefan.com. I want to talk with you about in a moment. A teen with cancer inspiration. CoverGirl has made her an honorary CoverGirl. So let's talk about that.
Good story.
It is a good story. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills.
All right, so Jen. The story of this teenager on the Ellen DeGeneres Show yesterday, pretty inspirational stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. Her name's Talia Castiano, and she went on Ellen and then found out that CoverGirl had made her an honorary CoverGirl. And it really a beautiful picture. I don't know if you've seen it, but she has no hair, which is very sad. Right. But she's got this beautiful face, and CoverGirl released this photo of Talia and named her the honorary face of the cosmetics line, which is really, really cool. And such a big deal for a 13-year-old.
We have it, DougStefan.com. Picture in that story. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to the basics. Who's making the most on television? Always a question that people want. They want to know how much these people make for doing episodic television or for doing sometimes the movies on TV. So who's the king of the hill?
Well, tell us. I don't know. Do you have
really?
That story ready to go? You're talking
that...
about Charlie Sheen and Ashton Kutcher? Is
yes.
that what you're talking about?
See,
okay.
After all, you knew after all.
Well, I did, because I actually, a while back, TV Guide did this story, and we talked about this, but a new Forbes list is out that calls Ashton Kutcher the highest paid man on TV. He makes about $24 million between May
That's
2011.
An episode.
Yeah, not so bad, huh?
Not bad, no.
I know. Also on the list, Hugh Lowry, Ray Romano, Alec Baldwin, and Mark Harmon.
Now, Ray Romano has to be, in terms of the total overall package, he's getting up with Jerry Seinfeld, because the Everybody Loves Raymond stuff is gold in terms
right.
of reruns. So
reruns and also Men of a Certain Age, which
yeah.
also made him a little bit of money. He makes $18 million along with Hugh Lowry, and then Alec and Mark both made about $15 million.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. I take it.
I saw that Fox was developing a another all these shows from the UK that make it over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say, well, they steal all our ideas. We're doing a pretty good job of stealing theirs, aren't we?
Oh, we always steal the British TV shows, the soap operas especially, and some of the reality shows, too, come to TV. Speaking of reality shows, Dougie, I don't know if you heard about this one, but Kate Gosselin, remember her from Kate Plus 8?
Do I have to remember her?
You have to.
Yeah.
She just lost her job this week. She was working for a website called Coupon Cabin. This one you probably know, Roberta, where you can
yep.
go log on, get coupon
yep.
codes to save money for online shopping. And apparently they said that she wasn't a good fit for the website, so they gave her the old Thanks, Steve Ho. Yeah. Plus, 65.6 million people watched the debate on Tuesday.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Time is 53 past the hour. Tom Kreidler is here. He and Leslie Segretti host this weekend program that's amazing in that if you listen carefully, you'll always pick up things that may be new and different and always helpful. So, but you got to be listening. We were talking earlier, Tom, about how some people just don't listen. They want to talk and talk and talk and talk. They want to be heard, but they don't want to listen to other people who may have something to add. In the case of you being here, obviously our aim with you and some of the other experts we have is to help people make their lives better. And you, as a specialist at home, fixing homes and stuff, keeping that on top of mind, are somebody you can listen to.
People will call the show and they'll ask a question, you give them the answer, and then they ask the same question over and over and over again.
They're not listening.
It's like they're not listening.
The worst television interviewer that I ever saw, I've seen a few of them. I remember once one of the late night hosts was talking to somebody of note, and I was watching him look down at his notes. He asked a question to this woman. She answered it. Yeah, right. And then he asked the same. Same question again. All right, let's see if I can keep from doing that. Question number one comes from Donna, who lives in a six-room ranch house with 150-amp electrical service. Many of the circuit breakers are double-tapped. We'll have to figure out what that means. We're now considering redoing our kitchen. The electrician recommended either adding a second electrical box or a whole new 200-amp system. What do you recommend?
You know, Doug, I'm sure you've probably seen this. If you try to add another circuit to an electrical panel and there's no breaker room for that because every breaker has a wire on it already,
right.
What people will do is they'll put two wires on one breaker.
And
that's what's known as a double tap. Unsafe because it's not designed to hold the wire securely. You can get heat that builds up.
Yeah.
Now, the the options here, Donna, are a couple. First of all, your electrician is correct. You could add a second sub-panel, and that makes sense because you're going to add a lot more room to hook up these new circuits. Or you could upgrade the whole service. I don't think if you're running fine on 150 amps, 200 amps makes that much difference to you. Frankly, people typically have way more amperage than they usually need. What they don't have is enough places
for
the circuit.
So explain the difference between amperage and voltage, please.
Well, amperage is kind of the volume, and voltage is kind of the speed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to actually measure how much amperage you're using in the average, say, gas-powered, you know, three-bedroom house with all the air conditioners on at once, you'd be lucky to pull more than 50, 60 amps, generally speaking.
Yeah, right.
However, you may need a lot of circuits to get everything wired up properly. So the other thing that you could consider, though, depending on how old your existing breaker panel is they have breakers now where you can have sort of two breakers fit in one slot, sort of a double breaker in the same space. So whatever you want to do, I would get rid of all of those double tap circuits, and if you can do it with the double breakers, that's fine. If not, I would add the sub panel. I don't think you need to replace the entire panel. That's probably a lot more expensive job.
And tapping off, we're doing that now at one of the barns, tapping off of what's there so you have an additional service. It's actually, I'm amazed. Sometimes I look at, we have one main breaker, the power comes in, and then we've got all these sub things that are connected.
Right, sub panels, yep.
Yeah, and some of them are connected to the original breaker box, and some of them aren't. They just go direct to the source of the power, which seems kind of strange, but at any rate, it's something you got to be careful about.
You can do sort of parallel services. You see that a lot in commercial buildings where one main comes in and one line comes in and sort of goes through what's called a trough and then drops into several panels.
Yeah.
And that's something you may be describing in more of a commercial application. But for most homeowners, they're going to have one main comes into one main panel. To attach a sub-panel off of that, it's just another 240-volt breaker. That's all it is.
That's all it is. All right, Donna, hopefully that's helpful. Len in Wisconsin writes, I'm repainting my hall. Want to add a sand texture. Do you foresee any problems if I add the texture to the primer and put it all on in one step?
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Messy.
You know, we have textured paints for these purposes. There are many, many, many types of textured paints today. And this is chemistry. And if you try to mix it up on your own, you may not get the result.
Why would you use
those? The
sand paint is so thick. Why would you use a primer with the sand paint?
Oh, that's a great question. You have to remember that primer and top coats have different qualities, Doug. The primer is designed to sort of seal in the undersurface and give you a texture that's going to be very adhesive to the top coat. So if you put the top coat right on the wall without a primer, it may not stick properly, and you could have big chunks of that textured paint pulling off. So it is very important to use a primer and have the surface treated properly. And by the way, Lynn, when you buy those textured paints, remember the coverage is not what it is in a normal gallon of paint. It's not 400 square feet.
No.
It might be half of that.
Yeah, it may be even less than that. A paint, that kind of paint is less expensive, though, than regular paint, is it? Because it's mostly filler.
No, because you'd like to think so. I think it's more expensive because
really?
you have to buy more gallons to make it done. But it can be very beautiful.
All right. Advice from Tom Kreitler at the Money Pit. Check him out through DougStefan.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.